But I'm glad we got a Bible. I'm glad we got the Word of God.
Amen.
And I love it. I love this Bible.
Yes, sir.
It said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, his appear in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itch in the ears. They shall turn away from their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fable. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. I want to say today there's a lot of emphasis placed on the Word of God. A lot of emphasis placed on preaching the Word of God. Titus chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul said, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth, which is after godliness and hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but at the new time manifest his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. He said, for this cause left I thee in Crete, and thus set in order the things that are wanting. Ordain elders in every city, as I've appointed thee, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For the bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angered, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word, as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped to subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them which are disobedient and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their minds and their conscience is defiled. They profess they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable in every good works reprobate. God places a lot of emphasis on the man that preaches the word of God. Amen. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we faint not, but renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Thank God for the preaching of the Word of God. I say to you today, God places a lot of emphasis upon this thing of preaching. I like what this Bible claims for itself. This Bible claims for itself purity and perfection. Thank God for the fact today. The Bible claims perfection for itself. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6 and 7 said, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. I like that. Psalm chapter 19 and verse 7 said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord appear and lighten the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean, endureth forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and the keeping of them is great reward. Nothing I know of more rewarding than to keep this Bible, keep the Word of God. Amen. Peter said, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, that you take heed as unto a light that shineth into a dark place, until the day dawn, the day star rise in your heart, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not of old time, but the will of men. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I like what this Bible claims for itself. Not only does it claim perfection, but it claims power. Hebrews 4 and 12 said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to divide the sun of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes with him unto whom we have to do. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 14, Paul said, I'm debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarian, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. This Bible claims for itself power. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. For it's written, I'll destroy the wisdom of the wise, bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world will wisdom. You're not God. But it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, and the Jews a stumbling block, and the Greek foolishness. But of them which are called both Jew and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. This Bible claims for itself permanency. Amen. Thank God, anyone of this Bible is permanent. It's current. It's always been current. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad it's here to stay. Everybody in heaven believes the Bible. There's not a person in heaven don't believe the Bible. There's no arguing about translations up there either. Amen. Thank God. The Bible said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. Peter said, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Thank God it's here to stay. It's correct. It's current. It's complete. Amen. He's not writing anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not changing what he wrote. You can commit it to memory, not be afraid that God will change it, and you'll have to learn it over either. Amen. Thank God. He spoke it right to start with. I want to preach it. Amen. A lot of emphasis placed on it. I want to preach it because of what it does for the Savior. This Bible does something for the Savior. This Bible positions God the Father as sovereign. Amen. Romans chapter 11, verse 33 said, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable is his judgment, his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, who hath been his counselor, who is first given unto him, and shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever and forever. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 28 said, hath thou not known? Hath thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not. Neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. To him that no mighty increaseth strength. Even you shall faint, shall be weary. Young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up his wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. No time lost waiting on God, is it? Amen. Thank God for it today. The Bible said in Romans chapter 9, verse 20, nay, but old man, who art thou that replieth against God? Shall the same form say to him that formed it, why hath thou made me thus? Hath not potter for I power of the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God willed to show his wrath and to make his power known? Endureth with much long suffering the vessel of wrath fitted to destruction, and then it might make known the riches of his glory on the vessel of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory. Even thus, whom he hath called, not of the Jew only, but also of the Gentile. Thank God for it today. I praise God for the fact today that this Bible, I can be trusted. Amen. This Bible positioned God the Father sovereign. This Bible positioned God the Son as Savior. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, Jesus wasn't born to live. Amen. He's born to die. He lived before he was born. Amen. The Bible said, John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him is life, and the life is the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. There's a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness in the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. He's full of everything that it takes to bring salvation. No salvation apart from grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Thank God. And no salvation apart from the truth. Amen. Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? Amen. Lord, I'm glad I've got the truth in my hand. Hallelujah. The Word of God. Thank God for it today. I position God the Son as Savior. He said, I'm the door. By me, if any man shall enter, he shall be saved. Shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Thank God. John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Thank God for it. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Thank God. I'm glad Jesus is Savior. He is born to be a Savior. Amen. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26 said, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel came unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, cast in her mind, what manner of salutation this should be. Angel said, fear not, Mary, for thou shalt conceive thy womb, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall rule of the house of Jacob forever. And if his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the house of the, how shall this be? See, and I know not a man. The angel of the Lord come on. I said unto her, Holy Ghost shall come on thee. The power of the highest will overshadow thee. Also that holy thing which shall be born to thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. Chapter 2 said, unto you this day, he said to the shepherd, unto you this day, in the city of David, a Savior is born, who has crushed the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This Bible positioned God the Son as Savior. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, for the fact today that Jesus is the Savior of this world. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9 said, but we see Jesus, who has made a little lower than the angel for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Saying, I declare my name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, and I sing praise unto thee. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. For verily took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto us, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he's able to succor them that are tempted. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. This Bible positions God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Co-equal. God. Amen. Thank God. Not the third person, but co-equal. Amen. Thank God for it. John 16:7 said, nevertheless, tell you the truth, and speak if I go away. For if I go not away, the comfort will not come. Fight apart, I'll send him unto you. But he is come. He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment. Sin because they believe not on me. Righteousness because they go to my Father to see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I want to preach the Bible because of what it does for the Savior. I want to preach the Bible because of what it does for the sinner. Hallelujah. Thank God. Titus chapter. I done quoted that. I know you're quoting that. Amen. The Bible said Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And you have quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. Where in time past you walked according to this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had a conversation time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as that. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ, by gracious sake, and raised us up together, made us to sit together in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to God. This Bible positions a sinner as rebellious. Amen. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, he said, as is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understand. There's none that seek after God. They're all going out of the way. They are all going out of the way. There is none that doeth good. Amen. I mean, that's all of us. Every one of us. We're rebellious creatures. Thank God for the fact, though, we had a wonderful Savior that takes care of that for us. Amen. He said, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understands. There's none that seeketh after God. They're all going the other way. They're together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongue they use deceit. The poison of asp is under the lip. Whose mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery in the way, and the way of peace they not know. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatsoever thing the law saith them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Amen. Every one of us is guilty. Amen. Thank God today. I say to you today, this Bible provides for the sinner repentance. Hallelujah. As weak as we were, this Bible provides repentance for us. Romans chapter 2 and verse 1 said, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art the judges, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou the judge dost the same thing. But we're sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such thing. And thinkest thou this, O man, that I judge them or do such thing and dost the same, that thou should escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearing, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? You know why you repented? The goodness of God led you to it. Hallelujah to God. Provide sinners our repentance. Amen. We couldn't have repented. Amen. Had it been for the goodness of God. Amen. He'd have cast us in the bottomless pit. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 24 said, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, impatient, instructing those that oppose himself. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive of him and his will. Do you realize today there's some folk in the world today that are out there so far? Just any time the devil wants to, he takes them captive. That's the reason we are having such tragedies happen in our land. Gun control ain't going to help that. Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. You're going to have to have something better than that. Amen. I've got something better. Hallelujah to God. That bunch of hollering gun control don't believe this book. They don't believe that. They don't believe the Constitution of the United States either. Amen. I heard the vice president say just yesterday, we're going to get it. We're determined and we're not going to quit till we get gun control. You don't get the guns out of a criminal's hand. Amen. Well, I don't need to preach that. I need to preach this. Amen. This Bible provides for the sinner repentance. Acts chapter 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Marseille and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive in all things you're too superstitious. I passed by and beheld your devotion. I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Amen. Him declare I unto you." And then drops on down into verse 30. He said, "In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Right. Amen. This Bible produces in the sinner righteousness.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. The Bible said in Isaiah 64 and 6, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and our iniquity, like the wind, has carried us away. Then Matthew 5 and 20 said, "For I say unto you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall no case enter in." But I like this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18. "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself to Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray ye in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God, for he hath made him," talking about Jesus, "he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Amen. Hallelujah. I don't stand today in my own righteousness. I stand today in the imputed righteousness of Christ. God, when I bowed on the seventh night of September 1947 and cried out to God, said, "God, I'm going to hell. I don't want to. If I go there, I'm going there trusting what Jesus did at Calvary." And peace flooded my soul. Hallelujah. Immediately, God took my sins and put them on his son. And he took his son's righteousness and put it on me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 4 said, "What shall we say then of Abraham concerning righteousness? If Abraham was righteous by works, he hath more after glory, but not before God. What saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him to righteousness. Now to him that worketh is a reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him, it justifieth ungodly. His faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David described the blessings of man, to whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." Then on down further in the chapter, verse 23 or 25, somewhere along there, he said, talking about Abraham, "He being not weak in faith, considered not his own body now dead, and he was about 100 years old. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God, but strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness." But I like this next verse. For it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed unto him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. This Bible presents righteousness and makes possible our righteousness. That'll take us to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Well, I'm about to wear myself out. I'm about to get excited. Amen. It's dangerous for a man's old Sam to get excited. Amen. Last of all, I want to preach this word because of what it does for the saint.
Amen.
This Bible does something for the Savior. And it does something for the sinner. But it does something for the saint. What does it do? Amen. Thank God. This Bible provides in the saint that song I was talking about. Every one of us. Joy, peace. Amen. Thank God. Psalms 1 and verse 1 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God. Nor standeth in the way of sin, nor sitteth in the seat of scorn. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does meditate day and night. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in the seas. His leaves also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, like the chaff which wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment of sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, and the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Thank God. Job 35 verse 10 said, but none say, where is the God thy maker that give us songs in the night? You ever have him wake you up and just fill your heart with joy? Just wake up with God on your mind. Just wake up. I woke up, you know, God gave me a message. And I said, boy, I won't never forget that. I'll wait till in the morning, get up and write it down. Next morning, I forgot. And I could kick myself. Preacher friend of mine, fella asked him, said, what was the best message you ever got? He says that, and I didn't write down. Forgot it. Amen. I've learned. I don't care how cold it is or how hot it is. God give me a thought, jump up and write it down. Amen. You forget it. And you won't ever get it back. That when you're lazy, you know, God don't like lazy.
That's right.
Amen. He's up, so why shouldn't I get up and write it down? If he got up and give it to me, I ought to get up and write it down. Amen. Thank God. This Bible will prepare the saint for service.
That's right.
How are you going to serve God if you don't know what God said about service?
That's right. That's right.
This Bible will prepare you for service.
Yes, sir.
In fact, this is the only thing that will really prepare you for service.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase the more in godliness. Their words will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concern the truth of error, saying the resurrection is past already and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Right.
Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there's not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from thee, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
Right. Amen.
If you know your Bible, you're prepared to witness to anybody.
Right.
You're prepared to help a person that's struggling, that's saved, but still haven't grown. Paul said, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I've not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Paul said, I want to be a preacher that makes it so plain to folks that they'll get in, amen, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I've not run in vain, neither labored in vain. I don't want to run in vain. Paul said in Acts chapter 20, he said, I go bound in spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that befall me there, save the Holy Ghost, witnesses in every city, that bonds and affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I've received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. The next verse is after my text. Said, Paul said, I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforward, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Amen.
Amen. I say to you today, this Bible will prepare you to service. And last of all, I've got to quit. This Bible will promote you to serenity.
Right.
Peace.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Nothing that'll give you the peace. I've told this many times. God drove me to the Scriptures.
Amen.
I was going through a depression. I was really going through a depression. My best friend had turned against me. It looked like he was trying to destroy me. I'd wake up at night and say, why, God? Why? God didn't tell me why. But he let me know if I'd get in the Scripture, he'd give me victory over that depression.
Yes, sir.
I started committing Scripture to memory. A couple of years later, that man that had done what he'd done fell in my front door weeping like a baby. Said, preacher, I've done you wrong. I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me. It was so easy. It was so easy to forgive him. Amen. He was so honest. Amen. He was so honest and so... When he died, we were best of friends.
Amen.
Amen. God, Paul said, I'd have you to understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel.
Yes,
so that by bonds and manifest in all the palaces and all other places, many of the brethren of the Lord waxing confident by bonds are much more bold to speak the word. Some indeed preach Christ of even of envy and strife, some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bond, but the other of love, knowing I'm set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding, everywhere, whether preachers are in truth, Christ is preached, I therein do rejoice and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and through the spies spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I should be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now Christ also should be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or to death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
Amen.
But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I choose, I wrought not. I'm in a strait betwixt two, having desire to part and be of Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your further joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me, my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come to see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affair. Just stand fast in one
Amen.
Mind, one spirit. Amen. Striving for the faith of the gospel. Thank God for the Bible.
Amen.
Thank God for the preaching of the word of God. Preacher, you come.